Good morning, this is Louis and Monica with your 10 AM Zedlines. The CFMEU has taken industrial action today at several Cross River Rail sites, demanding a better enterprise bargaining agreement for workers on the project, with the project's lead contractor CPB, after negotiations broke down between the union and the construction giant. Earlier, it was reported that up to 150 protesters were on site at Roma Street Station, while an additional 70 union members were protesting at a future Woolloongabba train station. The union has repeatedly taken industrial action at Cross River Rail sites, mostly over disputes with contractor CPB. In May, an urgent court injunction was issued against protests at the sites, stopping the union from blocking workers entering the construction zone. In a statement to media, CFMEU Queensland/NT Assistant State Secretary Jade Ingram said that the CPB had turned what should be a flagship infrastructure project into a, quote, citywide occupational health and safety hazard. This news comes as the CFMEU faces accusations of alleged criminal links, forcing its Victorian and Tasmanian branch into administration.
Brisbane has shivered through its coldest morning of the year today, with temperatures dropping 8 degrees below the average to a low of around 7 degrees. The cold weather caused by an Antarctic blast moving through the state will continue into the weekend. It is expected to bring with it the first snow in the Granite Belt for the first time in 5 years. Winds are set to pick up in the afternoon and bring a chilly breeze to parts of the southeast.
In national news, the Albanese Labor government is further slipping in the polls, according to the latest Resolve poll, with cost of living pressures denting its standing with voters. A survey of 1,600 voters found that the government's primary vote sat at 28% against the coalition's 32%. 53% of those surveyed said the cost of living was their highest priority when it came to voting, ahead of housing and rental affordability at 12%. The poll comes as the Albanese Labor government comes under increasing criticism for its handling of the cost of living crisis. Its federal budget, released in May, focused its cost of living relief measures on previously announced tax cuts, and was criticized for delivering a surplus against calls for greater social support.
In an effort to better serve its First Nations inmates, Broken Hill Correctional Centre has held the first comprehensive NAIDOC week in the Australian prison. The centre held a variety of initiatives last week with the goal of enhancing the rehabilitation of Indigenous inmates. Although Indigenous people make up only 10% of the city's population, 70% of the prisoners in the Broken Hill Correctional Centre identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. This year's 2024 NAIDOC Week motto was, quote, "Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud." The Correctional Centre held yarning circles, smoking ceremonies and cultural practices. In a statement to the ABC, an Indigenous woman said, quote, "This is the only jail that I've been allowed to understand who I am."
In international news, over 100 Bangladeshi students were injured on Monday in a clash between supporters of the ruling party and protesters seeking to abolish the government's job quota. Protests began last month after the High Court ordered the government reinstate 30% job quotas for descendants of freedom fighters. Although Bangladesh's highest court suspended that order for a month last week, they have continued. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has not seen major protests since winning a fourth consecutive term in an election in January that the major opposition boycotted. At campuses around the nation, including in Dhaka, thousands of anti-quota demonstrators and supporters of Hasina's Awami League's student branch engaged in combat with sticks and iron rods, as well as threw rocks at one another, according to witnesses and police. Numerous schools have reported injuries to students, according to police officials.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with strong winds easing throughout the day. It is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 19 degrees. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We will be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news. Language.